This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening. You are listening to Love Sport Radio. Me, Matt Beadle, with you through to 11 p.m. this evening. Like you are just hearing, No One Likes Us, We Don't Care. That is the Millwall chant, and they have just equalised in the dying embers. 5 minutes of injury time being played in their game against Nottingham Forest at the Den this evening. It looked very much like Forest had put the game beyond doubt with a goal from Lewis Grabban. He came off the bench, wasn't starting today. Both him and Joe Lolley not starting for Nottingham Forest. Sabrina Mucci, the Nottingham Forest manager, making a lot of tactical changes today. And one such change, to be fair, he made at half time, putting four at the back. It was a terrible, terrible first half for Nottingham Forest. Barely registered any possession whatsoever in that first half, and it looks like they have dominated the second half. You'd think Lewis Grabban came on, scored with his first touch to cancel out Sean Williams' opener for Millwall. That was his fourth in five games against Nottingham Forest. Loves, it would appear, to play against Nottingham Forest. And then Lewis Grabban turning in a Sami Amiobi cross to put Forest up just 3 minutes before the end of the game. But the board was held up, 5 minutes injury time, and Aidan O'Brien has capitalised on a Bryce Samba fumble from a Sean Williams shot. Right, we do have a Millwall fan on the line right now. Gary Staff is here with us. He's still watching the game as it's going on. We've got 2 minutes to go. Gary, drama at the Den.
Indeed, indeed. Hold on a minute. Lewis Grabban's just going through the middle. Hold on, we don't want to be talking while this is going to happen. But to be honest, we've done well to get back into it. We were all over him in the first half. And then I don't know what's happened in the second half. And they brought Lewis Grabban on. And he's just had that voodoo over us again. And he's scored two goals. But, sorry, I'm just trying to concentrate on what's going on. Bradshaw's going for the minute.
Well, I tell you what, Gary. I mean, like I said, I mean, the first half, you mentioned it there. Forest barely had any possession at all. Yeah. Weren't really involved in the game. You could argue, have dominated this second half. 68% possession. They've registered a shot on goal, at least, which they didn't manage to in the first half. It looked like Millwall were in control in that first half. But credit to Lamucci and credit to Forest. They have come back at Millwall.
They have. But to be honest, we were still the better side. But they just... I actually feel we just let them back in the game. We've really let them back in the game. And by just sitting off, not finishing, I've found our final ball is over now, 2-2. Our final ball was awful. We created so, so many chances, but the final ball into the box was just lacking. Seriously, seriously lacking today.
Unchanged as well, Gary Rowett. He didn't change, yeah, of course, from last week in that draw against Birmingham. Do you think that was the right decision from him?
Yes and no. I thought Smith was holding the ball well up in the first half. It definitely worked in the first half. Second half, I think he needed to make a change a bit earlier than he did, maybe to put Bradshaw on. And I thought he should have brought Bob Barton on for Scalak. But look, we're unbeaten at home again. And if I'm being honest, I'm looking at the league. We've lost five games this season. And if you swap the wins column to the draws column, we'd be sitting on the edge of the playoffs right now. We've done too many draws. And I think that's where our downfall is at the moment. We've not had enough wins to our name at this season.
Well, I mean, Gary, it was a thrilling end to the game, and you've got to give it credit to both managers, really. Aidan O'Brien, of course, coming on for Youri Scalak as well. That was his 50th game for Millwall this evening, so a nice little landmark for him. But for O'Brien to come on and grab that equaliser, I mean, look, players need to react. He was quickest to react. Fair play to him.
He was, indeed. I've never been a fan of Aidan the last couple of seasons, but to be honest, he's come on and nicked us a point today. We should have had three. I'll be honest, we should have had three tonight. But as I say, fair play to Forrest, fair play to Lewis Grabban. And one thing I will say, I know people will boo Grabban tonight, but in the week, I read an article that he said, look, I learned a lot about Millwall. I take my stick. I understand why the players and why the fans are upset with us. But I learned my trade down, and I respect the fans, and I respect the stick I get. But I did learn my trade down Millwall, and I'll always thank him for one thing. the pass he played to Jimmy Abdu up at Ellen Road for when we got to the playoff final a couple of years ago.
Yeah, indeed, Gary. And I'm pretty sure that was mentioned on the fan show once before, of course. Yeah. Just to do a quick summary on this game. I mean, are you content with the 1 point? Do you think it could have been more? Or is that a point gained rather than...
Not content with the point. That's 2 points thrown away in my eyes.
Really? Even though you went behind?
Yeah, 2 points thrown away. We should have been clear. We should have been 2 or 3 nil up in the first half when Watford... Oh, sorry, when Nottingham Forest weren't even in the game. But... it's one of those things. We've gone back. We still got our record here at home. And just watching on the pitch, I think Jed Wallace has just got man of the match as well. And he deserved it in the first half. Second half, he did give away a stupid ball in the middle, which led to their second goal. But still, Jed's on fire.
Yeah, he is, of course, subject of a potential £10 million bid to Aston Villa as well. And very, very nearly got a winner right at the death. Just moments after Aidan O'Brien got that equaliser. Nottingham Forest absolutely switching off. And Jed Wallace very nearly getting that winner there. He's being spoken to on Sky Sports as we speak. A man in absolute form. Gary, it looks like you're rushing out of the ground now. I'm going to let you go, but thank you very much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks, Matt. Take care. Good. Keep up the good work.
Cheers, buddy. That was Gary Staff of No Lou Talking, of course, of the Millwall Fan Show. Great to have him on the line today in reacting to what has been quite a thriller in the end at the Den. A relatively dour first half, I suppose you could say. Nottingham Forest not in the game at all. Sean Williams with the solitary goal in that opening 45 minutes. His fourth goal, I'll say it again, in 5 games against Nottingham Forest. Not bad for a centre-back that. Centre-back slash midfielder, I suppose you could say, in Sean Williams. But Lewis Graben, who was left on the bench by Sabrina Mushi today, both him and Joe Lolly left on the bench for Nottingham Forest, came off the bench and with his first touch of the game, nodded into an empty net right on the hour mark. And then he combined with Sami Amiobi to put Forest ahead. It looked like they keep the pace on those front runners in the championship. But drama at the end of the game. And Sean Williams, again, nearly grabbed his fifth against Nottingham Forest. But his shot was parried by Bryce Samba, and Aidan O'Brien, who was there, had only just come on a few minutes earlier for Yuri Skalak, of course, to grab the equaliser there. And very, very close as well to winning the game. Like we just said there, Jed Wallace coming very close to win the game for Millwall. Of course, just the one defeat under Gary Rowett since he took over from Neil Harris. So things not going too badly for Millwall as we speak. As Gary said there, disappointed not to get the 3 points. He felt like it was points thrown away. Of course, again, last week against Birmingham, took the lead and a point, well, potentially 3 points thrown away there. That was a point. But the fact that Millwall are remaining unbeaten is certainly a positive sign for Gary Rowett. This is the Millwall Fan Show, of course, just on half an hour show special today. So, as always with the Millwall Fan Show, we do have some information on the club. And we heard about Jackie Knight last week. And we know DHL are shipping the shirts, the boots and the books for free to the Gambia Lions. And that a FIFA Live Your Goals visit to make connections is to happen. Now, here is the latest news. Jackie raised sufficient funds to get out to the Gambia to make that visit to coordinate the arrival of the donated item. She's going to be there from the 13th until the 20th of December, and the DHL delivery will arrive on the 16th. Jackie, or I suppose you could call her Mrs. Santa, did say she's going to be doing Millwall fans proud in spreading the Millwall love. We're going to be kept up to date on all of her developments. This is the Millwall Fan Show here on Love Sport. Back in a minute.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
This is now the Millwall Fan Show here on Love Sport. Me, Matt Beardall, joined, delighted to say, by the guys from No Lou Talking. I'm interested to know how this one's going to go. On the line now, I have Stan Godwin and Eamon Barkley from the No Lou Talking podcast. Of course, Millwall have just salvaged a draw, of course, with Nottingham Forest. Or did they salvage a draw? Should they have been ahead by more in that first half? Sean Williams putting them in the lead. Lewis Graben coming off the bench for Nottingham Forest to put Nottingham Forest 2-1 up, and then right at the death, Aidan O'Brien following up another Sean Williams effort spilled by Bryce Samba to bring the point to Millwall, and the game ended 2-2. Fellas, talk to me. Stan, I'm going to come to you first. Was that a point game? Gary Starr seemed to not think so.
Well, no, I thought it was an excellent game, and to be perfectly honest with you, I think we've done enough in the first half, really, to have won the game. But, you know, things being that they are, and it don't always go your way. But, no, I thought in the first half we was excellent. I think in the second half, for a long period, Forest was slightly the better team. And, of course, when Grabham come on and scored, because he was never a favourite here down here when he played, and then he scored two goals, and the first one was with his first touch of the football. Needless to say, that didn't go down too well. But to be fair, we come back and we got the point, which I think, that, in my opinion, we didn't deserve to lose the game.
No, well, absolutely not. I don't think so. I think when you look at the... I mean, listen, kind of almost a game of two halves to avoid doing clichés. Millwall clearly dominated the first half. Forest definitely came back into it in that second half. Eamon, I'm going to come to you. That result does just push Millwall into the top half of the table. Just, of course, whole play tomorrow. But Millwall currently on 27 points in 12th spot. How did you see the game today?
Well, I saw it as you used that cliche, yes, a game of two halves. We certainly didn't... I think it was opportunities that went begging in the first half, and we should have gone in a couple of goals at least up. But we didn't, and that's life, as it is sometimes. And then I'm afraid the substitutions by Forrest really pushed us to the line. Certainly Grabham come on, scored a goal, and then you had a Doma and Jolly come on, and actually those two caused us quite a few problems. We did have a couple of opportunities. It really could have been a three Shamrock Irish win treble if only Malumbi had headed the ball when he had the chance. But in the end, we had to do with the luck of an Irish double when Aidan O'Brien put the ball in the back of the net to give us the draw. But we weren't out of that game. I think we just didn't take the opportunities that we had earlier on.
Yeah, have to agree with you there, Eamon. Stan, I'm going to come to you again because, hey, listen, a subject of the Millwall Fan Show every single week is Super Jed. I know I like to talk about him, but another great game today. Came close at the end as well. It really seemed like the Forest players were struggling to keep tabs on him. This is a player full, brimming with confidence at the moment. He was asked the question after the game on whether he'd be at Millwall in January, and he did say, "I love playing here. I give what I've got every game. The crowd are on my side. I enjoy playing here, and I give it my all." So he didn't say no, and he didn't say yes.
Yeah, but you see, I just think that, you see, we have to be careful with this, don't we? Because every transfer winner, you know, you suddenly read this story that it's rumoured that a certain club is going to put in for a player. Now, to be fair, I mean, Jed Wallace tonight in the first half was absolutely on fire. I mean, I've never seen him like it. But, if you've got good, I mean, in one respect, if you've got good players and they're playing well, which is a compliment to us, then, you know, the world being what it is, right, they're always going to be, you know, there's always going to be talk, isn't they? And at the end of the day, Matt, you know, journalists have got to fill newspapers, you know, and so they come out of these stories. But, you know, we deal with that as it comes along. And I've got, you know, I've got no doubt that at the moment, if it stands at the moment, I don't think personally, I mean, where it might be difficult, if all of a sudden you get a big Premiership club coming, I mean, say for argument's sake, Spurs were putting in for it, right? Then it might, like, accept it could be a different proposition. But, you know, I think he's happy enough here. The only thing was he was magic in the first half, actually on fire. But it has to be said, he was responsible for the second goal because it was his error that caused them to score the second goal. But, you know, that happens. That's the way it goes. So, no, I'm not unduly worried about him. You know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, we'll have to see.
We will have to see. And thanks for digging us journalists out, Stan. You're bang on there. We just have to have things to talk about. That's all we have to do, mate. And he is providing brilliant content for us at the moment. Eamon, just to come to you again, I know we speak about this most weeks, but that is just the one defeat for Gary Rowett since he took the role. Of course, the defeat at Reading a few weeks ago. But things aren't looking too bad now under Gary.
No, there's been some challenging games. I can see that there's a difference in the side since Gary took over. There's certainly a more passion and more drive than we were when Neil Harris left us. And that's a terrible thing to say, but unfortunately it's true. I think we're going to see some good things with Gary Rowett in at the helm here. And I'm looking forward to each and every game as it goes along. We too will need to look into what's going to happen in the transfer window, because I feel certain that if we're going to keep up the momentum that we've got, we're going to have some players that are able to come in and support what is a small squad. And certainly, yeah, we've just about got enough to carry on. But a few injuries, a couple of more injuries, yellow cards start totaling up. I think we could be in trouble then. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when the transfer window does arrive.
Yeah, that's a great point, that, Eamon. And Stan, the fans forum was last Monday. Gary was quite coy, wasn't he, on potential reinforcements in January. Didn't really give much away.
What he said previously, when asked, because, you know, it comes up and, you know, questions get asked, and I understand that. And what he said was, the trouble is, he said, with January, right, or the January transfer window, the difficulty any manager has is if you're on a particular player at a particular club, it depends. Because if the player you're looking for or eyeing up, you know, the club he's playing for possibly might need him because they're trying to get to the playoffs or avoid relegation or something like that. Well, they're not going to necessarily willy give him up, right? And that, I mean, and when you listen to managers when they talk about the transfer window, I mean, that's what they tend to say. And, you know, I mean, and to be fair, you know, it's generally true. But he did indicate that, you know, if there was a player come up that they thought they needed, fine. He was possibly talking about getting in loan players. But equally, he said that he's got, you know, got a couple of the youngsters playing, like Mitchell and that, and, you know, depending on the circumstances, it could well be that they might make a play. But, you know, to be fair, he played his cards fairly close to his chest. And, you know, as you say, he was coy. But, you know, if he suddenly turned around and said, oh, yeah, well, I've got my eyes on, you know, and he started indicating what clubs they was at, well, we'd never hear the end of it, would we? So, no, I mean, I've got every confidence that when the transfer window opens, you know, if he feels he can get somebody in and, you know, they're not asking the earth for him, the chairman's already indicated he would back him, which is fair enough. Then we'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, I just think we just need to be a bit cool and just see what happens.
Stan, you are absolutely cool, mate. There is nothing that you are not cool about, I have to say. Stan,
well, I don't know about that, but anyway.
Stan, well, you're not so much cool about a King's biscuit, but go on, yeah. All right.
Gents, it's been great having you on. Sadly, we've come to the end of the show, but thoroughly look forward to seeing you next Friday.
See you soon. Mate. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, gents. Right, we've got a minute to go, so I'm quickly going to talk to you about Vicky Brown. Mum to Harvey Brown, of course, an iconic Millwall mascot and Southwark Citizen of the Year. They asked you to support the Big Give Christmas Challenge for the MPS Society. That helped Vicky and the family understand they had a future to look forward to with Harvey, an MPS sufferer himself. Vicky and the Society wanted to raise £5,000 online between midday on Tuesday the 3rd of December and midday on Tuesday the 10th of December, so it could be doubled for free to that amazing £10,000. Wonderful update. Thanks to your donations through the Big Give Christmas Challenge, raised £5,291 under 12 hours. That was then doubled to over £10,000. Over to Harvey.
Hi, everyone. I'm Harvey. I just wanted to thank you all for your donations. You helped raise £10,000. Thank you.
We'll give you more on that next week. Great story. We'll see you then.
This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.